Great to have you with us too. Kelvin Davis joining us. Kelvin, tēnā koe, pinching a punch for the first of the month.
Yeah, morena. Dale, you says the year have flown by.
It sure has, and not too far out from an election. The Labour list was tossed up yesterday. Your opponents say that it's still on the ground with talent, but you would dispute that.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of Māori talent, I think there's six of us in the top 20, and that's, I think that's the first. We had a lot of talent come in in the last election, and we had to make sure that we looked after a number of MPs that came in then, which sadly meant that, you know, there weren't many spaces for that many newcomers, but Georgie Dancy, who contested the Hamilton West by-election, she has whakapapa Māori, she is top-placed non-MP, so we're also very happy about that.
And just had a chat with Tamati, he's decided to have a go for East Coast. That's a bold decision, considering that he had flagged that he was stepping aside. Were you one who might have encouraged him to stand at the East Coast as well, Kelvin?
Oh, look, he gave me a phone call, and it took me by surprise. And I thought, you know, good on you, Tamati. You know, he sort of found a new lease of life, and he just thought, you know, I've still got something that I want to contribute. And I think good on him. And it sort of just happened at the right time. If he had come in after the list had been determined and things like that, it would have been just a bit more problematic. But good on him. I'm really rapt that he still wants to be part of the team. He's got a lot to contribute, and he's done really well in his two terms so far.
Tēnā koe, Kelvin. A major investment to repair cyclone-affected roads in the north. This comes off the back of what sounded like some sort of wish list. I mean, a four-lane highway between Whangarei and Tauranga sounds ambitious, but you know, there are plenty of things said politically in the lead-up to elections. Some of them don't pan out, well, like Simon Bridges, 10 bridges to be built in the north. I don't think they got anywhere near that. But I noticed that there has been a major investment announcement to repair cyclone-affected roads in the north. What can you say of that?
Yeah, $44 million is Northland's amount, you know, so far. There's going to obviously be more than that over time. Basically from Bone Valley through to the Brinduans, and then also through to Kaikoura going up the alternative route. There's also money for the Mangawhai route, which was, really felt the pressure, the strain when the Brinduans was closed, as well as the Oakley Papanoa route. So what we're doing is, you know, we're saying here's the funding and it can be done. And it's the main thing, rather than, like you say, some sort of wish list that is severely underfunded. And we know that in order to build roads, then cuts to health and education and other sorts of social services are going to need to occur, because, quite frankly, National just doesn't have the money. It's politics, and it's always good to throw out these big dreams. They did promise four-lane motorway from Auckland to Whangarei before, while they were in government, but they never put any money towards that. So it's all just pie-in-the-sky wish lists, but people do sort of tend to buy those types of fantasies.
Youth crime has become a very hot topic, and for good reason too, because the proliferation of ram raiding activity has been quite disturbing, and something I haven't witnessed in my lifetime. But I note also it's becoming a hot topic, law and order, as it often is going into elections. So you're planning to build two new youth justice units. Are these instead of Oranga Tamariki residential units, which we know aren't working? And talk with us about where this focus has come from, and what is going to be significantly different about the construction and operation of the new units. Can you flesh that out a little for our listeners, please, Kelvin?
Yeah, first of all, everyone needs to know exactly what it is and what it isn't. So all we're saying is we're going to build another. A unit is basically a whare within a wider residence. So in Korowai Manaaki, there's maybe five units that make up the whole residence, and we're going to build a sixth. So the thing is, there's no continuity of care. So regardless of your age or regardless of your needs, if you go into a youth justice residence, one of the reasons why they're not that successful is because everyone is treated the same. It's a sort of one size fits all. And we're saying that there are some young people who have even higher needs than everybody else, and that we need the new residence to be built to cater for those higher needs with a better model of care. Not everybody has the same level of need, and we need to make sure that alongside, you know, the bricks and mortar, it has to be what is done inside there is different and better, and, you know, that should also inform what goes on in the other units. So there's going to be 20 beds probably in Auckland in a new unit, and 10 in Christchurch. So what we're not doing is not building a whole new set of residences. And I think people are a bit confused around that. We're just building another unit in Korowai, well, probably Korowai Mark in Auckland, and another one in Punawai Residence in Christchurch.
What's the story with Fair Pay for Westies? I noticed there was a hui on that you've been promoting out west. Background this one for us, please.
That was exactly that. I mean, you know, the local MPs, Labor MPs out in West Auckland there, and Taitokura goes into West Auckland, we're, you know, wanting, making sure that everybody gets fair pay. Now, and what we're saying is basically if we're not the government, well then, All the fair pay agreements, the pay equity, you know, they're all out the door. They're all gone. You know, the without being able to pinpoint an exact sort of sector, there are a number of sectors where pay has gone up significantly under this government. And, you know, all of that sort of like in jeopardy. I mean, people will be able to bank the pay that they've got under Labor, but that'll probably be it. If we're not government, you know, we're the party of the workers. We're the ones that commit to increasing people's pay. You know, minimum wage is just one part of it, but the fair pay agreements where whole sectors get you know, get pay boosts based on the sector they're in. All that sort of stuff's out the window if we're not government again. So everyone has to know what's at stake.
Tēnā koe. With your corrections hat on for a minute, I noticed that down in Ōtautahi at the prison there, they've just finished their refurbishment or construction of their 150th home. I want to talk about the prospects for inmates going forward, or for many of our whānau, actually, these guys learning the skills of a tradie could be helpful to them going forward. How helpful and why?
Look, I've been down there a couple of times looking at those houses, and I have to say the workmanship and the quality is outstanding. It started off with houses from the red zone, you know, after the earthquake, being taken to Rolleston, being refurbished and done up. And, you know, the joinery, the plastering, the painting, it's just huge quality. So these guys are getting you know, really, really good skills that they will be able to apply. Some have even, you know, got jobs, which is what we really want, on the outside once they've left. It's a matter of then making sure that employers know that there are these people who are in prison who are learning these skills, and, you know, if they know who they are and where they come from, and they know, you know, there is a slight risk in employing them, but a number of employers are saying, oh, no, I see this the quality of this person's work. We know their background, so they, you know, we can wrap the support around them, and I think it's just really positive, and the workmanship is just absolutely superb. And since, you know, they started after the earthquakes, 150 houses have been built, and they are beautiful homes, you know, warm, dry, double glazed, all that sort of stuff. Really, really great workmanship, and well done to corrections, and well done to these prisoners who are giving back to the community.
The more experienced you are politically, the less inclined you are to react too urgently to the ups and downs of polling. But how do you take it personally when so many commentators are saying Labor are Gonskis?
Of course people are going to say that. They've been saying that since we became the government. In fact, they were saying in 2017 that we shouldn't have become government. So you're always going to hear those sorts of things. Yeah, I have been in there long enough just not to listen, not to worry. Focus on getting our party vote up is the big thing. And, you know, the other thing, the other comparison is 2005 when people were saying that about Alan Clark's government and they snuck in. So, you know, it's going to be tight. We know that. But, hey, we're just going to get on and try and do the best because, like we say, there's so much at stake. And all the progress and the gains we've made for Māori are at stake. I see that ACT released something saying that basically the number one issue for their voters is all the Māori stuff. That's just indicative of where the country will head if we're not the government.
All the Māori stuff, it's a pretty dismissive term, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, we've worked so hard on Māori Crown relationships, we've worked so hard at working with iwi chairs and making sure that they have unparalleled access to ministers, to CEs, to officials, to work on our shared priorities. There's just so much work that has gone on. You know, the Māori wards, the Māori Health Authority, all of those things are on the chopping block if Labor isn't in. We need another term to cement that stuff so that people go, it isn't such a problem after all, you know. And we can sort of dispel those myths that what's good for Māori is only good for Māori. We know as Māori what's good for Māori is good for all New Zealanders. And we need to cement the stuff. We need another term to cement everything that we've done.
Thanks for sharing some cordial with us today. As always, have a good week and we'll catch up soon. Kelvin Davis with us on Tuesday mornings. Mauri ora kia koe, Kelvin.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe. You're 603 Urban Māori.